Hi Shane, it's your wife Miriam, giving a voicemail to test this out, because I know now from your voicemail that this might be used in, digital content. I will not say anything weirder than what I've already said. I don't have any wishes other than for you to have a Merry Christmas. And for this to work out, because that'd be really cool. Okay, bye.
You're listening to the Every Plant Story podcast, where we collect, share, and discover the stories, lessons, and passions behind the people who are always growing more. You're listening to the Every Plant Story podcast, and here is your host, Shane.
I wanted to do something kind of special this year for Christmas, and it was on our stories, also in some Facebook groups. I don't know if we made a Facebook post. I'm sorry for you who maybe are tuning in on Facebook and didn't see it, but it all started with an idea, which some of my craziest ideas are the ideas I can take from like idea to like actually making it happen in a very short amount of time. So like less than 48 hours ago, I was like, you know what? I could make a phone number for people to call in. I can like record what the voice message sounds like, you know, instead of "you've reached Shane," it says like, "hey, this is the Gabriella Plants Christmas wish list for plants hotline. Give us your first name and your top three wish list plants," kind of bonus points that I put into the text of various Facebook groups and stuff. Was it also, you know, if we have it on our website, or at least if we've sold it before, chances are we'll have that plant to send you versus maybe something that even is on my plant wish list. Let me try to play this voicemail. Make sure you guys can hear. I'm going to play you the original voicemail, and then we're going to try to give them a call. Right? Seems like fun. All right, here's the first one.
Hello, Gabriella Plants. My name is Dale, and I appreciate you guys doing this for the community. This is very exciting. I wish good luck to everyone who enters. My top three wish list plants are a Florida ghost, a variegated Adansonii, and a Gabby. I did have a chance to grab a Gabby from you guys a few years ago, but unfortunately it didn't make it. It made me very sad. I'd love to get another one. But yes, thank you guys very much, and I appreciate the opportunity for this. And happy holidays to you all. Thanks again. Bye.
Sweet. All right, hopefully you guys could hear that. Let's see if Dale picks up his phone. Let's give him a call. We'll see. I'm going to try to make one of people's one through three. I'm just trying to send him one Christmas wish come true.
Hello.
Hey, is this Dale?
Yeah, this is.
This is Shane from Gabriella Plants. How are you doing?
I'm good, Shane. How are you doing?
Amazing. It's so good to talk to you. We got your voicemail, and I want to make one of your wishes come true. Just first, just so you know, this is being recorded both for a podcast and currently being live streamed, so you're live on the air, just FYI. I have a couple...
I was actually just watching you live. So
oh, that's amazing.
Surprised.
Look,
to see you say my name and call me. I was expecting it.
I got the right number and everything. All right, so I have a couple questions for you. How did you first get into plants?
I kind of got into plants mostly during the pandemic. I know we're all stuck at home, and it kind of, you know, brought me happiness to collect plants. And me and my wife, you know, really got into it. And we just, you know, it was just a source of happiness for us, you know, while we were stuck at home and not much to do.
I love that. I love that so much. I have one. How many plants do you think you have in your collection in total?
Oh, gee. Maybe 60 to 70.
That's solid. That's amazing. That's awesome.
It's a good collection. Yeah.
Well, we want to add something to your, collection. And then I have one more, question though. First, what's your favorite like Christmas memory or tradition? Did your family do anything fun for the holidays? Is there something that sticks out in your mind?
Yeah. One of my favorite, family traditions is, my family and I and my mother, we always go to, Mount Dora and look at the Christmas lights as a family. So this one tradition that we always do every year, we go always go and look at the Christmas lights, and it's always nice. Spend time with family and do that.
I love that, Dale. That's amazing. Well, thanks for picking up your phone and for tuning in and for leaving your voicemail. And we wanted to let you know that we're going to be sending you a text reply to this phone call and get your email and your shipping address and all that. And then we're going to send you an absolutely free Florida Ghost on us just trying to make some Christmas wishes happen.
Oh, wonderful. I've been wanting one. Thank you so much.
Of course. I got one in mind too. Like it's in my mind, and it's got maybe 5-6 leaves and the new leaf. Oh, it's so good. Very mature
awesome.
Cutting. So, you're going to be very happy.
Awesome. Thank you, Shane.
Of course, Dale. Have a great rest of your evening and a very Merry Christmas to you. We'll follow up via text.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
There we go. We did the first one. That's what a champ. Also, I've been so happy. I got to tell you guys, I woke up this morning and I my wife can attest, I sprang right out of bed and I made sure to like just start going and reading, like listening to all the voicemails I had. I was pumping myself up. I set up like an extra camera and the light and everything. And it's going to be awesome. Trying to catch up with comments as best I can. It's so uplifting. I love that. All right, let me find the next one.
Hello, my name is Jim. My top wish list plants are philodendron, horatium, variegata, or it's the variegated heart leaf. The next one would be a jewel orchid. And the last one would be a Drosera spatulata. Common name would be a sundew. Thank you.
All right, Jim. You're next on the chopping block. So we're going to call back Jim here.
Hello?
Hey, is this Jim?
Yes.
Hey, this is Shane from Gabriella Plants. How you doing?
Well, I'm good. How are you?
Doing amazing. I'm calling you to let you know that I'm ready to make one of your Christmas wishes happen, your planty Christmas wish.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I have a few questions first. What got you into plants?
In med school, I got reconnected with plants because life got busy. You know, you study all the time. So they gave me something to keep myself grounded.
That's awesome. I love that. I actually, that's a very common thread amongst a lot of these voicemails is just how much plants help them through a hard time, whether an illness or a mental illness or whatever else they were going through, that seems to be a common thread. What is your favorite Christmas tradition or memory? Do you have one?
Favorite one. So, you know, as I've gotten older, school and work has taken so much of my time, but I'm actually flying back home tomorrow to visit my parents. So I think just spending time with family and, you know, not really doing too much.
I love that.
I think just that quality time is best.
I love that. I'm the same way. It doesn't matter what we're doing as long as we're all together, for sure. Well, okay, so here's the story. One of your requests was a jewel orchid. And I got to tell you,
yeah.
I got one that's bigger than anything we sell on our website that I have your name on, if that's all right with you, to make one of your Christmas wishes happen.
That's wonderful.
Awesome. Okay, so I will follow up with you via text from the same number I'm calling you on, get your email and your shipping address and all that kind of stuff, and we will send that out to you when we resume shipping shortly after the new year.
Okay, perfect. Sounds good. Yeah, I don't come back till the second anyway, so that works out great.
Perfect. Awesome. Yeah, no, whether because of just the carriers being backed up over the years or people being, you know, traveling home for Christmas, that kind of thing, we've learned our lesson. It's a little safer at the beginning of the year. Well, thank you so much for answering your phone call, for leaving the voicemail, and I hope you have a very Merry Christmas.
Thanks. You do the same.
Awesome. I'll talk to you soon, Jim.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. 2 for 2. Here I was thinking nobody would answer. This is... Woo! All right. Well, I got to start... And look back at my list here. 2 for 2, guys. We're 2 for 2. Let's see here. What's the next one? I picked this one because I saw this comment a lot, which is like, I'm so nervous to leave a voicemail. And I feel the same way about making these phone calls. So we're on the same team. All right, let's go.
Merry Christmas, Gabriellas. I'm so excited. I have so many of your plants and they're my favorites. And so picking my favorites that I don't have is kind of hard, but it would be probably the Hoya Kiri variegated or splash. I love a good variegated heart leaf. And I swear you guys are making us do this via voicemail to hear that mere mortals cannot pronounce the name of plants, but the philodendron Soderoy? I don't even know how to say it correctly. And if you can't give it to me because I can't say it correctly, I love the snowdrift too. Merry Christmas. Thanks, guys.
She didn't leave her name, right?
Merry Christmas, Gabriellas. I'm so excited. I have so many of your plants and they're my favorite.
All right. So we don't know this person's name. Who are you? All right. We'll give him a ring anyways.
Hello?
Hello. Is this the person who left the Gabriella Plants hotline a hotline message about your wish list?
Yes,
plants?
I totally did. I called back a second time to leave my name because I realized I didn't follow directions.
Oh, but, my goodness. Yes. What's your name?
I'm the mere mortal message.
What's your name, mere mortal?
Megan.
I don't know. Mere mortal sound. I mean, it has a ring to it. You can consider that.
I'll go by mere mortal if you're giving me a plant. I'm totally in.
Well, what got you into plants in the first place before I tell you what Christmas wish we're going to grant for you?
I think my oldest plants came from like my grandma's funeral, things like that. But then COVID totally, my plant collection exploded. I blame you guys. I really do.
Well, I'll take the blame. We've had a ton of fun getting to ship plants all over the United States in the last couple of years, which is obviously new to our family before 2018 when I started an Etsy store. So pretty crazy small world to
I
then also
make
have
my husband come to your store every time we come to Florida. Like, plants are my carry-on when I come back to Iowa because I always go visit the store. I actually just commented on the whole live feed. I'm like, take double what you think you're going to spend because when you get to the store, it's so exciting to be just surrounded by all of them.
I won't get into it all now, but if you're not following our local store and you're in the area or anything, definitely look at that soon. We will be announcing some dates where we're bringing back pop-up event at our greenhouses in the new year with some tours through the greenhouse by yours truly, whatever that's worth. But, you know, we'll at least show you around.
It's totally worth it. During COVID, when everything was closed, I'm not going to lie, I had to make a trip to Florida for work, and I was like, I'm just going to go selfie in front of the stores, even though it's not open.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You know, you're not alone, though. There's been several people where we've been there restocking because we're normally closed 2 days a week, so we use that time to restock and stuff, and there's been times where our team has been there just, you know, restocking or putting out plant tags or, you know, taking things back to the greenhouse that need to be looked after more carefully. And there's always somebody who knocks on the door and is like, oh, I'm proud it's out. And, you know, we try to accommodate when we can, but obviously we do what makes sense for the business. All right. So you had a couple different wish list plants here.
You have to tell me how to pronounce it. That's
okay. But
thing.
Here's
how
the
do
deal.
You pronounce that?
Don't trust me. Okay, that's my biggest thing. I'm going to give it the Shane attempt.
No, you're the plant guru. We're the mortals.
No. You got this wrong. I am not a plant guru. I took over a wholesale business that grew 17 species. We, in 2022, grew nearly 1,000 at the same time, but around 800 at any given time, and over 1,000 in the year. Can I pronounce even 80% of that? Nope. or 20% of it is about my Mac. So, yeah, you're not alone. I would call it soderoy, like corduroy, but I think that's just my English trying to make non-English words sound Englishy.
Fair.
You know,
fair.
I think that's what we all do, or if you read it
I
in a different...
I think I pronounced carry-eye, though, wrong, too, when I was... Because yeah, I was listening,
that's how
obviously,
I would say
to your life. I'm like, I feel it, but I think I pronounced it carry. I've always pronounced it carry, so it's carry-eye.
It's
all
carry-eye,
right,
yeah, I would think. But I'm no expert. I took half a semester of Latin and then moved on to sign language, which we will come back around to at the end of the show. But anyways, just to cut to the point, I'm going to send you one of those ones that a mere mortal couldn't pronounce. I'm just saying. But Soderoy is going to be coming your way. I got a really nice 4-inch
I'm so
one,
excited.
Too. The leaves are a little bit more mature than the ones that are on our website. So I got just the one. That's going to be coming
you.
To you.
Oh, Merry Christmas. Thank you so much. This is so fun.
Yeah, I'm having a blast so far. I love that I'm 3 for 3 on people picking up, but I guess they know what's at stake.
I was like, this is me. This is me. I forgot to leave my name.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, either way, you made for great content, and thank you so much. And we'll certainly be in touch and get that shipped out to you to make that Christmas wish happen.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
All right. Have a great rest of your evening.
You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's play this voicemail here.
My name is Rochelle. One of my wishes is a Ahoya carnosa crimson queen, an alocasia black velvet, philodendron jungle boogie. I'm just getting started in plants, and that's just kind of 3 different types. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
All right, Rochelle. You're on the next. You're up next. Give her a call and let her know which one we're gonna send her away.
Hello.
Hey, is this Rochelle?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Shane with Gabriella Plants. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Awesome. Well, I wanted to let you know, just FYI, this call is being recorded and currently being streamed live because you've won one of our Christmas wish come true prizes in our Christmas giveaway.
Thank you.
All right. So we listened to your voicemail just a second ago. You had the Crimson Queen, you had the Black Velvet, and you had the Jungle Boogie. And I was thinking to myself, which one do I have? Because I wanna hook people up with the best, you know? And I have quite a large Jungle Boogie to send your way. It is fully mature. Its leaves are ripply like you would not believe. And it is going to be headed your way. You're a winner.
Yay!
That's amazing.
Yay. Yes, it is. Thank you. We just bought a new house. We just did paperwork today.
Oh, my goodness. You bought a new house. You don't have to give the exact location, but whereabouts in the country are you?
Louisiana. That's where we're moving.
All right.
Have you heard of Shreveport?
Where are you moving from?
Shreveport.
All right.
Shreveport, Louisiana.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. I have one question. Do you have like a favorite Christmas memory or tradition that your family does, or maybe something you did growing up that's just super special to you and your family?
We always make a cake for Jesus and sing happy birthday to him.
All right. There we go. I like that. One of my favorites, I'll go ahead and share it with you and the rest of the listening audience. When I started to date my now wife, Miriam, her family always did a tradition of throwing raw carrots onto the roof for the reindeer, because everyone leaves Santa like, you know, 16,000 glasses of milk and cookies. No one ever thinks of the reindeer. It's really for the squirrels, but it's also for the reindeer. I love how every family celebrates the holidays a little bit differently. And I'm so thankful that you called in and left a voicemail, and that you're one of the Christmas wishes we're going to make come true.
Thank you.
That's amazing. All right, I'll let you go. Have a great rest of your evening, and we'll get that plant out to you shortly.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, you bet. Merry Christmas. Have a great night.
You too.
There we go. All right. All right, looking for this next caller. All right, cool. Let's go ahead and play this voicemail. Gotta bring up these. Hit play.
Hi, my name is Shaughnessy, and I live here in Texas. I've gotten plants from y'all before, and I saw y'all were doing this really sweet giveaway. My top three wish list plants would be, of course, the philodendron Florida ghost. I also love the Hoya villosa, and then everybody's fan favorite, the monster deliciosa. High constellation has been at the top of my list for so many years, and someday I hope to get one. Maybe I'll be lucky this year. Thanks so much for doing this. This is a wonderful idea. Merry Christmas.
Awesome. All right. Let's give Shaughnessy? Play one more time.
Hi, my name is Shaughnessy, and I live here.
Shaughnessy. All right. Shaughnessy. It's close enough to Shane. We'll see if it works. Let's give her a ring. Shaughnessy. I can do this.
Hello?
Hey, is this Shaughnessy?
This sure is.
This is Shane from Gabriella Plants. How you doing?
Oh my God. I'm pretty happy right now. How are you?
I'm doing great. I got to tell you, just FYI, this call is being recorded and currently streamed live, but we got your voicemail.
Oh my goodness.
And you remember which plants you put in your voicemail?
Oh yes, I do.
All right. Well, I have some very special surprise for you. Thanks to my friend Kyle, who is the head grower of BWH Plants, who donated graciously a very beautiful Thai constellation that we're going to be able to send you here in the new year to make that Christmas wish happen.
Oh, my goodness. That's so amazing. You have no idea how wonderful that is. I'm so grateful. That has just made my whole Christmas. Me and my kids, we've literally been sick for the past 7 days, and so this is really special.
Oh, I love it. I don't love you being sick, though, but I love being able to be a special part of your Christmas celebration. I do have a question, though. What got you into plants in the first place?
My mom has been a plant lover since I was a kid, and I'm in my 30s now, and I just have always loved plants. We've always had a ton. I think at one point I had like 70, and we moved, and I had to get rid of a whole bunch, which was super sad. So I love everything about them. I mean, my favorite right now for my outside plants is my plumerias. I have a whole bunch of those. I have a whole bunch of Hoyas that I love, and they're just so beautiful.
Well, we're so happy to be involved in being able to grant a Christmas wish. Again, thanks to my friend Kyle, who's the head grower for BWH Plants. Not even a plant we grew ourselves, but we will be, he's going to donate that to us. I sent a few different texts to a few different grower friends of mine when I saw various people's reactions, and he grows some of the best tycons. So I wanted to figure out how to find somebody with a tycon wish and make that wish come true. And that just happens to be you. So I will send you a text after this phone call. And all I need is like your email address and your full name and shipping information. And we will get that out to you in the new year.
Oh, that's so wonderful. God bless you guys. And thank you so much.
Of course. I also, quick last question. What's your favorite Christmas tradition or memory? Do you have any? My wife likes to watch certain movies. Do you have anything like that?
Gosh, we live in Texas, and there's a little Christmas ranch called the Jones Christmas. And it's a huge immersive light thing where you get to drive through it. They have over 3 million lights. And so that's my favorite thing to do with the kids is take them to look at all the Christmas lights.
That's amazing. We actually had something close to that near us growing up. And then unfortunately, the old man finally passed away. And it's no longer a thing. But that was, I mean, aww. I was taking my like college friends. I was like, yo, I know it's just like a crazy house, but I don't want to know what his power bill was. I'm sure it was thousands of dollars a month. But they had so many Christmas lights to the point that you think it's a fire hazard, legitimately. So I love Christmas lights, though. It's one of the best parts of the season.
Oh, for sure.
Well, I want to just say congratulations. Thank you so much for leaving your voicemail. And we look forward to getting this plant shipped out to you very soon.
Well, thank you all again. You have no idea how much this means. This is very special. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Of course. And feel like feeling is likewise. I can't say how much happiness it brings me to be able to make phone calls like this. This is such a fun idea and I love it so much.
Thank y'all. Y'all are very special for doing it.
Awesome. Well, we will talk to you very soon. And like I said, we'll text you and get that plant out to you very shortly.
Okay. Thank you. Y'all have a merry very Merry Christmas.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Good All talk, right. talk to you, sir. Thank
of course.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Another one. We got this. I think I got to pay royalties for saying that, though. Next voicemail. Let's go.
Hello, my name is Catherine Gross. I live in Minnesota. A top three wishlist plants, man, that is hard to choose. The first would be obviously a philodendron gabby, like I'm sure it's on everybody's list. But two kind of common ones that I have been trying to keep an eye out for but haven't picked up yet are the Ficus shiverina and the Warzywiecki aurea. I think it's a philodendron as well. But yeah, thank you for providing this fun little giveaway. Even just seeing that it was a thing completely made my day. I'm in the hospital recovering from a lumbar fusion surgery. So it's fun to log on and see free plants potentially given away. But I'm excited to see other people win and get their wishes answered and granted, and thank you very much for putting this on. My phone number is...
And we're going to stop it there. We're not going to air anybody's phone number. All right. Let's hope... if she's still in the hospital, though. But Catherine, I got your wish coming up. Let's give her a ring.
Hello, this is Catherine.
Is this Catherine, the one who left a Christmas wish on our voicemail? This is Shane from Gabriella Plants. How are you going?
Hi. Yes, this is her.
Okay, so I have great news for you, but quick, are you still in the hospital?
No, I got to go home today. I got discharged.
All right. Yeah. There we go. I don't want to know all the intricacies of a lumbar fusion surgery, but it sounded very intense.
Yeah, it was kind of an ordeal, but we're back home now and closed up on the couch. So
all right, just in time for Christmas. All right. Well, I just FYI, this call is being recorded and currently live streamed as well, because we want to tell you that we're going to grant one of your planty Christmas wishes. I am going to send you right after the new year a brand new one of my best philodendron gabbies directly to you, Catherine. You have won.
No way. Oh my gosh. That is just going to make the entire past year worth it. Oh my gosh. That is amazing. Thank you so much.
Of course. No, it's my honor. And I wish you good luck on the rest of your recovery. How long do you have to be immobile and stuff for that?
I'm actually walking around. Already. Yeah.
Modern medicine.
Crazy.
Let's go.
I know. Yeah, they didn't even like use screws as a fusion surgery. They use this like adhesive gel. It's just wild now. I don't know.
Well, as somebody who still has a screw in my ankle from a surgery when I was in middle school, I'm glad to know they're not doing that no more.
Yeah. No, well, modern medicine is wild.
Exactly. Quick question. What is your favorite Christmas tradition?
Oh my goodness, that is hard to pick. It's not one that we do anymore, but it's one that is very nostalgic and holds a lot of good memories for me. Growing up, my family would serve Christmas dinner to the less fortunate or people that didn't have anywhere to go or shut-ins. And we would do that every Christmas Eve. And that was just a really awesome way to give back to our community. And I miss doing it terribly.
I love that. I love that so much. I serve at my church, but like that is a whole different. And but one of the things my aunt does when my grandmother passed away, she was trying to kind of figure out what was next, and she actually ended up training like a companion dog and getting it all certified and stuff, and goes around to all the different nursing homes and that kind of thing, just with the furry one in tow. And she had her photos from her doing the whole Christmas rounds. And it's those small things. It's the things we take for granted as people who are fortunate enough that make a huge difference to people.
Well, that is wonderful. That is, I love hearing stories about that, of other people doing similar things too.
You got to find a way to get back into it eventually. When you're all better and it's a different season, you gotta find a way to get back to it.
Indeed, yeah. Next Christmas, I am totally going to be doing cartwheels down the aisles. So.
There we go. I love it. Well, I'm going to text you. Make sure you get a beautiful Gabby, because we want to make your Christmas planty wish come true. And I just want to call and say that you won. And also thank you so much for leaving a voicemail and sharing your story with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. This is such a wonderful, great way to end the year on a high and a better note. So I appreciate it greatly.
Of course, Catherine. Have a great rest of your evening, and Merry, Merry Christmas to you.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you as well.
All right. We'll talk soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Fantastic. I can't explain the joy happening in my life right now. Woohoo! We're delivering Christmas cheer, y'all. I love it. All right. Let's play this next voicemail. All right. Let's go.
My name is Jeff. This is so awesome. I am doing this for my wife because she has been wanting the three plants for a while.
And brownie points.
I would love to surprise her with them. Three of her wish plants are a ring of fire, a strawberry shake, and jewel orchids. Thank you for giving me the chance of possibly getting her these. Have a great holiday.
All right, Jeff, you're next up. Let's give Jeff a ring, shall we? I'm trying to move on.
Hello?
Hello, is this Jeff?
What?
Is this Jeff?
Oh, hold on one minute. Let me get him for you.
All right, good. What's your name?
Kim.
Kim. All right, cool.
Hello?
Hey, is this Jeff?
Yes.
Hey, I just spoke to your wonderful wife, Kim, for a second, but this is Shane from Gabriella Plants, our Christmas wish hotline. How are you doing?
Oh, good. How are you doing?
Doing good. I wanted to first I just want to say this call is being recorded and currently live streamed, just so you know. Second, I want to say congratulations on being an amazing husband. Round of applause.
Oh, thank you.
You left us a voicemail saying that your wife had three different wish lists, and I'm ready to make one of them come true for Kim.
Okay.
I'm going to be sending her one of my nicest Ring of Fires. As soon as the new year rings true, that's her New Year's present. You're covered, my friend. I've got you.
Okay, good. That's the one she wanted. So.
Oh, my goodness. Really See, look at so. That. Two for one. We got the best one. Well, I just want to say thank you so much for calling in and leaving your voicemail. I do have to ask, what made you want to call in? What's your favorite Christmas memory?
Say that again.
Well, besides wanting to call in for your wife, what's your favorite Christmas memory? What brings you the most joy in the holiday season?
Just being with family. and being able to see, I have two small nieces, and being able to spend time with them. I kind of live 4 hours away, so it's kind of tough to come in and see them. So I like spending time, spending time with my entire family.
That's amazing. That's amazing, Jeff. Well, I want to say, like I said, you're one of the best husbands out there. You called, you made a Christmas wish happen for your wife, all free of charge, and just a Gabriella Christmas wish come true.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Of course. Well, I hope you have a wonderful night and a very Merry Christmas.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
All right. Let's play the voicemail.
Hey, so I'm sure that everyone is saying this, so, you know, it's kind of ridiculous, but, you know, I would absolutely love a Gabby, although I think that's a little bit too much to ask for. My name's Libby, by the way. I'm sorry. Other than that, I don't even know. I love just any philodendrons,
Okay, so her phone then disconnected, and she called back a second time. But she gave a slightly different list in the second call. Take a listen here.
Hey, my name's Libby. I think my top three would be a Monstera Thai Constellation, a Philodendron Gabby, and then a Philodendron Gloriosum. I feel like I'm super greedy saying that. But yeah, thanks. I think it's awesome that you guys are doing this. Happy holidays.
Well, I think you're going to be expecting a phone call. Let's give her a ring, shall we? Libby, looking for a Gabby and a Tycon.
Hello.
Hey, is this Libby?
Yeah.
This is Shane with Gabriella Plants. How you doing?
Oh, hi, Shane. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I'm here to wish you a little bit of holiday cheer. Just an FYI, this is being recorded and also live streamed right now, but we're here to call back about the voicemail that you left us.
Oh, right. I left you a voicemail.
You left us a voicemail with your top three Christmas planty wish list.
I did.
Yeah, no, I'm not a scam artist, I promise. I'm just here to spread some holiday cheer.
Nice.
You actually left two voicemails, and in those voicemails, I already played both of them. It's so cute. And honestly, you did better than I would have leaving a voicemail in this type of a system.
God.
So you were killing it, all right? You were killing it. Don't even believe it, all right? But you mentioned both a Gabby and a Tycon. I need you to pick which Christmas wish do you want to come true?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. Surprise me.
Surprise you? I wasn't expecting that. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, how big is your plant collection?
I don't know. Look at my order history.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Seriously, like, all my plants are from you guys. So, a lot. Not too many, but...
All right. Okay. Well, here, you know what? You want me to flip a coin or do you want to flip a coin? Which one of us is flipping a coin?
Well, I don't have a coin right now.
All right. Well, I got a coin right here. Heads, you get a Gabby. If you're watching the live stream later, you can see I got a real quarter here showing the camera. All right. Got a real quarter. Heads, Gabby. Tails goes Tycon from my friends at BWH Plant Co. Let's go. It is heads. You just won yourself a Gabby!
Oh, I'm so excited. That's amazing. Thank you.
The crowd goes wild. Your Christmas wish has come true.
Shane, thank you so much. You guys are amazing.
Of course. You are amazing. And I'm so glad that you chose to leave the voicemail. This has been so much fun. I can't even tell you how much fun I'm having right now. I got to ask, though, one question before I text you and let you know how to, like, get me all your details so we can get this shipped for you when we resume shipping in the new year. What is your favorite holiday tradition?
My favorite holiday tradition. So a couple of my really close friends and I, the day after Thanksgiving, every single year, we just sit inside, drink mulled wine, and watch really cheesy Hallmark movies.
Oh, you like the cheese.
I mean,
no, I like the cheesy movies too. It's a different genre. It's underappreciated. I will say that. Very underappreciated.
Agreed.
I love that tradition. Well, thank you so much for calling in, leaving your two different voicemails, and you obviously have one of Gabby. I will send you a text. Make sure we get all that worked out for you and get that Gabby on your way. And we at Gabriella Plants just want to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Shane. Merry Christmas to you all as well.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you soon, all right?
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Did another one, making Christmas wishes happen. All right. Let's try to call Aubrey again. We'll go ahead and refresh everybody's memory with her original voicemail, or at least the first part of it.
Hi, I'm Aubrey. Sorry if I stutter a little. I have bad anxiety, so even calling is a lot for me, but I figured.
Me too.
Why not try? Can't hurt, so here I am. My top three wish list plants, I would have to say, for me would be definitely a Gabby. I've been wanting a Gabby for so long, I just haven't been able to afford one. Especially because I haven't been able to work as much as I'd like. I help my sick mom. She has COPD and congestive heart failure. So I help her a lot with my free time. And so Gabby definitely would be like,
so we're going to go ahead and stop that there. Only because I already know. Hopefully this is the right person. Let's give her a ring.
Hello.
Is this Aubrey?
Yeah, this is.
Oh my goodness, it's Shane from Gabriella Plants. How you doing?
Oh my God, I'm good. How are you?
Doing.
I'm like shaking right now.
Oh no, please don't shake. I'm just as nervous as you are. I've just, you know, I'm getting through it. All right, you will get through it just fine. I promise this will be a painless experience. No pain. We got your voicemail. We tried to call you earlier, missed the call, but we're giving you a chance at redemption. And I gotta tell you, first of all, this is being recorded and currently live streamed. And second of all, you are one of our lucky winners our Christmas giveaway.
Oh my God! Thank you. Like shaking, I'm so excited.
All right.
Oh my God.
So I gotta tell you though, I got a philodendron Gabby with your name on it.
Do you really?
Yes, I do.
Cry. No, are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. I wouldn't be calling you just to josh you like that. Actually, no, I got a lump of coal. Lump of coal is all you get.
Oh my God, thank you. I've been wanting one for so long. Like, I can't even explain how long I've been wanting one.
Well, you still got to wait another 2 weeks because we're not going to be shipping them until the beginning of the year. Oh, but no, you are going to get your hands on one.
I this doesn't feel real. Like, I don't even know what to say. Thank you. I'm speechless.
No, you're good. All right. So I got one other question for you. What's your favorite Christmas tradition, memory maybe growing up? What brings you the most joy in the holiday season?
Honestly, I'd have to say watching the Christmas Story with my dad. That was like one of our like traditions every year. We'd watch that. and that's probably one of my favorite things as a kid. It sounds kind of probably corny.
That but is that the one with the the lampshade? Yeah. Yes, of course it's the one with the lamp. You know, there was a company on Etsy I saw. I don't know why Etsy thought I wanted that, because we're not even talking like holiday season. It was just like, but would you like a lamp that's shaped just like the lamp from that one? And I giggled at it. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, I've seen some that had that before in their window driving by, and I laughed. I'm like, huh, I never knew people actually bought that, but...
The other funny story from that was the sticking your tongue to a flagpole, which I wish I could recreate in Florida. It just doesn't quite get that cold most of the time.
I could definitely do that here in Michigan. It's been a little warmer than usual, but it's definitely cold. So.
Absolutely. Well, we wanted to call and wish you a very Merry Christmas. I will send you a text. We will get that 3-inch Gabby out your way after the first of the year. And we just, at Gabriella Plants, want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you so much, Shane. You guys are amazing. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Well, have a great rest of your evening, all right?
You too. Thank you so much.
All right, cool.
Bye.
Nailed it. All right, second try, charm. Nailed it. Checked off my list. This is too much fun, all right? Let's play this voicemail.
Hello, my name is Michelle. I'm local here in Orlando. And not only do I absolutely love your plants and the quality of them, but I truly appreciate the value that you bring to our community by what you offer and by how you treat your employees and everyone around. So I'd like to say thank you, and I'd like to say thank you for this giveaway as well. And I would greatly appreciate any plants that you would love to offer and would be welcoming to any of them. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas and have a great day.
All right, let's call Michelle, shall we?
Hello, how are you?
Doing good. This is Shane from Gabriella Plants. How are you doing?
Wonderful. I was just listening to your live stream as I was here working on some stuff in my house and getting some Christmas presents wrapped.
Awesome.
Called late. Wasn't even expecting, you know, for my name to be in this list, but just absolutely loved hearing all the stories and, you know, that you guys are doing this for the community. And it's just been such a joy to listen to everyone who's called in and commented.
Well, it's been a joy to be able to host it. Of course, I gotta say, you're being recorded, live streamed, you know the deal. Yeah, you were listening to it, so you're all good. But I need to know, what's your favorite Christmas like memory or tradition?
So my son and I love to watch Elf. So that's always a fun one. We enjoy that. And then we walk around our neighborhood as the neighbors start putting up Christmas lights. And so in the evening, we will walk around different nights as people start to put up lights. And it's just a really nice moment and quality time that we have together in the evenings.
I love that. What first got you interested in plants?
Oh my gosh. Well, I had a grandmother that could absolutely grow anything. And so that was always inspiring for me. And I absolutely love nature. And I was just going through a hard time and wanted to bring more nature in and just started experimenting and playing. And now my son said our house is starting to look like a jungle, which I think is amazing.
I think to many people, that's a compliment, 100%. Well, you didn't leave your, the only qualm I have is you didn't give me your top three plant wish list, but I've decided to go ahead and make your Christmas wish happen regardless by giving you a solid $25 gift card to anything on the website.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Thank you so much.
Of course. I will text you, make sure we get that coupon code to you, and you can order anything your heart desires on the website, local pickup, since I think you're local here in Orlando. Or if you want us to ship it to us, or ship it to you, we will get that out to you as soon as we can in the new year.
Thank you so much. And yes, I am local, so I'd be happy to come by and pick it up. Thank you so much for doing this and for all you do for the community. I really appreciate it. And Merry Christmas.
Of course. Merry Christmas to you and a very happy new year. We'll get that gift card sent over to you.
Yes. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great evening. All right.
You too.
Awesome. Pretty solid. Pretty solid way to end. She didn't leave her, preferred plants. But we still made a Christmas wish come true either way. With that, thank you guys so much, and we'll see you guys soon. All right? All right. Toodaloo.
If you have a question for Shane or the podcast crew, you can always email them to podcast@GabrielaPlants.com for a chance for your question to be answered in an upcoming podcast episode. Send your questions to podcast@GabrielaPlants.com. Looking for your next houseplant on a budget? We have one of the widest selections available at GabrielaPlants.com, with hundreds of options grown just for you and ready to ship directly from our greenhouse to your house.